Praise God. We're here again. Another week, another Saturday where you are here listening to Bridging the Gap radio show with Minister Kennedy and I'm Ellen Forbes. And today, we have on the show, we have Liz Turner, you guys. So what we'll do is we'll take a break, quick break, and we'll be right back.
That I felt better than this. Broke out the chains of the wrist. I threw my hands to the Lord and I praised him. And yeah, that was right off the rip, cause the grip of the devil ain't loose in a bit. I had to choose to forget what I've been through and start looking towards what I'm getting into and stop me from choosing to quit. The devil a liar. I came right out of the fire. Asked for forgiveness, he gave me the business, so I gotta thank the Messiah. Told me he hated a liar. Now I'm preaching the truth to the choir. I carried my burdens for many years, not a cross I carry like Mariah. I'm crossing over to the light side. Lord on the left and my right side. Biting my tongue and letting it run. Just know that the Trinity might slide. Put a hole in your holy heart. This ain't a joke, ain't no Goliath. Say what you want about who you believe in. The end of the day, boy, I know he God and I know he awesome. I know he Alpha and Omega. Satan tried to take me, I said never. Remember I was struggling, my story posted. Had to face the book without the meta. And all of a sudden it's changing for me. Turn me around and it's crazy to see. All that I ever needed was a reason to give up my heart. Now the chain is released. I'm finally free, yeah.
Finally free, finally free.
I said we free.
Finally free, finally free.
Finally free,
finally free.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Finally free, finally free.
Finally free. Sunday service is that real deliverance. Worship with my brody Alexander, watching hell diminish. Yeah, spirit of God on the mic and it's holy. Heavenly time and I'm taking it slowly. Life been sweet like Zach and Cody. Hit at the devil like I was a goalie. Ayy, finally free. Used to be blind, I can finally see. All of my pain and my hurt now turning to purpose. I live how he called me to be. Trying to see all of my brothers encounter the light when they facing the dark time. Cause I know that he good in the hard time. Lot of testimony in the archives.
Oh yeah, I was chained up till you came up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Lift your praise up if you changed up, yeah. I remember meeting God at the bottom. Dead in my sin, I reside inside him. Can't believe it that he chose me. Look past all my problems. I'm free, I'm never gonna backslide. God said, leave the past in the backside. New man washed up, I'm baptized. Good God, give life to the bad guys. Everybody got a chance for freedom. You call out to the name of Jesus. Time to go tell the devil to leave. You gotta believe, you finally free.
Heaven coming down, feeling like I made it. When you come around, feeling is amazing. Lay my burdens down. Since you said you'd take it, I know I've been free, free. Heaven coming down, feeling like I made it. When you come around, feeling is amazing. Lay my burdens down. Since you said you'd take it, I know.
Try to feel my five haters, give me 5 feet. Y'all kill my five. Forced to hustle and use muscle in this cruel world with no guidance. So I really had no choice but to resort to violence. Get some heat, proceed to get paid substantial. I had to hit the block to set up shop for my finances. And if I don't play sports, I never see college. Hung in my hood, and I got a little street knowledge. Get your wealth, look out for self, and watch your health. And whenever in the time of need, just call on God for help. Stack your mail, avoid a prison cell. Not faking God and paying your ties. Got me living real. Don't kiss and tell, but y'all who's got me crossed up. This my creation, play your Haitian, get y'all tossed up. And it's a shame if you don't lead the game. You're bound to see the flames. Better hit your knees and call his name. Call his name.
represent what the
call your name.
All you can do is follow the rules, take notes, and watch me. Boy, pick up the phone, gossip, make a gang of calls. Tell them gospel gangsters here to take it all. You hope I fall, I'm not the ball guy. Home, you picked the wrong guy. Your mind tricked you into believing your own lie. Look, I keep the gospel and gangster. At the same time, you get sick, I pray. You disrespect, and I'ma take mine. Cause God and his West Coast gangers made me famous. Beats and lyrics off the easy for cheesy. But can you blame us? Running like a wild pack of coyotes. You can't tame us, property of committee soldiers. You can't claim us trying to own busy just skyscrapers. Baptized with high papers. Got the whole industry trembling while I'm cool chewing our latest. They can't fade us. Don't get mad because they played us. I'm down and dirty by my scratch. Making fools take hiatus.
I call your name when I need you.
Call your name, I call your name.
Call your name, your name.
You always see me through. You always see me through.
I call your name when I need you.
I call your name,
you never change. I call your name.
Now you believe that we on some other type stuff. Yeah, the fact of the matter is we just too rough. Now I can talk about this a little further, but I choose not to. Cause the rules of the crew is that we stay loyal and true. Don't wait, man, don't put God first. See, that's all we can do. Never have loose expectations, homie, cause that's being untrue. She got him left the game, but game never left me. And when the thug comes off the streets, he can never really shake his whack sheet. My whole focus is being right and making cheese. And I know in order to do that, I gotta stay on my knees. Having a paid for home and a navigator, that ain't bad. But some folk will criticize, make it feel like it's bad. Don't drop the baton when according to the plan. I know the race ain't too quick, but catch me if you can.
Meanwhile, everybody laughed and played their games. I just sat back with my pad, taking names. Seems strange looking back as I reminisce on how it changed, and that has come to this. Vibe with it, the rhyme I get begins. My mind just flips, this cycle never ends. My life's a trip, if I could get away from the game, then I would switch today and change my ways. It's just a phase I'ma go through. If your mind start playing games, what you gonna do?
You're listening to Bridging the Gap. Speaking the word and how it relates to you. This is Bridging the Gap.
Now when I say I'm down for life till the end and I'ma last, still at the lighthouse, you ain't even gotta ask. They chasing after cash, they can't take it when they pass. Only what you do for the Lord is gonna last. Only those with good taste will my music appeal to. Illumination on my body, golden glow with no filter. A living witness for light, they can't get in my head. I'm spreading love through my city, dropping wisdom and bread, dispersing peace and love. Every fruit of the spirit and all this beautiful music I made for you to just cherish. Talking about the bread of life, cause it got the boldest flavor. Real food for your soul, go on and do your soul a favor, yeah. Believe it, I'm a kingdom builder, down for life, oh yes I mean it. Never seen the righteous forsaken, I never seen it. Never seen the sea begging for bread, I never seen it. I never seen it. Best believe it, I'm a kingdom builder down for life, but yes I mean it. Never seen the righteous forsaken, I never seen it. Never seen a sea begging for bread, I never seen it. I never seen it. No longer rap with metaphors or the cleverest bars. I keep it simple down to earth, never heading the stars. Gotta be wherever I are, cause I keep them inside me. Some people play church
and they treat it like hobby. I ain't concerned with wordplay, only what the words say. The words say, give them living water when they thirsty. I ain't concerned with wordplay, only what the words say. The words say, give them living water when they thirsty.
Best believe it, I'm a king to build it down for life. Oh yes, I mean it. Never seen the righteous forsaken, I never seen it. Never seen the sea begging for bread, I never seen it. I never seen it. You best believe it, I'm a king to build it down for life. Oh yes, I mean it. Never seen the righteous forsaken, I never seen it. Never seen the sea begging for bread, I never seen it. I never seen it.
We're taking the word to the streets. Bridging the Gap.
God first,
God first.
That part,
that part.
Hiding your commandments up in my heart,
my heart.
Say less,
say less.
Pray more,
pray more.
It's a double-edged sword when we rage war. God first,
God first.
That part,
that part.
Hiding your commandments up in my heart.
My Lord name get lifted. Plenty, plenty. Seconds be wasted on flimsy things. On my card on God, and like Thor, I let the thunder bang. Pick up my brother, but no operation never crank. Glad he did the same. Wage a war with the devil, man.
Yeah, yeah, this that next gen. The line we next in. You the God that made me feel more when I was less than. Back then, we were never nothing till you stepped in. My faith is like vinyl, God's the shirt I'm steady pressed in. For God, there ain't no off days, like ain't such thing as Saturday. He paid our debt so we can bear food, I call that apple pay. Spiritually to Jesus I point, you can find him that away. With the sword of the spirit, every serpent we decapitate.
God first,
God first.
That part,
that part.
Hiding your commandments up in my heart,
my heart.
Say less,
say less.
Pray more,
pray more.
It's a double-edged sword when we rage war. God first,
God first.
That part,
that part.
Your commandments up in my heart,
my heart.
Say less,
say less.
Pray more,
pray more.
It's a double-edged sword when we rage war.
Last is first, first is last. I ain't capping with you. If you ain't living what you rap, I ain't rapping with you. Living the evil life, give a demon legal right. If you ain't reading right, spit, man, ain't eating right. It's right, Clyde. It's like Clyde. You know the vibe. I'm grateful to be alive, God. You know our Uncle Duke keep a couple scriptures with me. And when I come to you, I keep the kingdom hitters with me. Forget your demon time. I'm on this Jesus time. I'm on this kingdom time. Represent for me and mine. Say less, say less. Better pray more. Cause it's a double-edged sword when I wage war.
God first, everything come after that. He flipped my whole life around. Acrobat. He's wired, each and every bar. Gotta show the devil who Jesus said that you are. How your spirit filled, how you filled with the Holy Ghost. The devil is a lie, long nose like Pinocchio. I gotta praise the sun, not the flag made for Tokyo. I stay dodging them horns, matador at the rodeo. I wage war, stepping on the devil's playground. Head first, ain't got time to play round. Hallelujahs, I'm a bus, greyhound. Knees to the floor, but I stay down.
God first,
God first.
That part,
that part.
Hiding your commandments up in my heart,
my heart.
Say less,
say less.
Pray more,
pray more.
It's a double-edged sword when we rage war. God first,
God first.
That part,
that part.
Hiding your commandments up in my heart,
my heart.
Say less,
say less.
Pray more,
pray more.
It's a double-edged sword when we rage war.
Yeah, we fighting demons face up like don't come around. I was wasted, drowning in a wound of my doubt. When I screamed, I knew it was a war cry. In my dreams, I saw Jesus breaking soul ties. Like rip rip, don't talk like zip zip, but lift it up. Jesus name, we lifting up like lift lift. Like this, that pressure, better feel your heartbeat and get fit fit. Knocking limbs off of demons like you better sissy up.
Lay hands on the sick till they all heal. Cast the devil and the demon out with no fear. I don't need a worldly fix, cause my God's here. I can't wait to get the heaven like we all here. Lay hands on the sick till they all here. Cast the devil and the demon out with no fear. I don't need a worldly fix, cause my God's here. I can't wait to get to heaven like we all here.
This is WPOL
278 PM Winston-Salem
and W273 DH High Point.
The weapon for the kingdom and the city.
We're bridging the gap.
Yeah.
We're bridging the gap.
Yeah.
We're bridging the gap.
Yeah.
are back to another wonderful Saturday with Bridging the Gap.
Hallelujah.
I think we started a little late because Wake Forest got another win.
Another one.
That's all right. To all of our listeners, we thank you for, just being patient and allowing us to, get things ready after the game. So shout out to y'all. We love y'all.
Hallelujah.
So today we have on the station, we have in the studio, the amazing, the wonderful, the marvelous Liz Goings Turner. Yes. Everybody listening, just clap your hands for her, because you guys, I have known about her for decades, and this is the first time we have been together, just sitting together, because usually when she has something, she's running around. If I have something, I'm running around. But this time we could just sit and just talk about the goodness of God.
Hallelujah.
Have a good time. Y'all see, if y'all on Facebook Live, y'all hear our conversation. We talking about a little bit of everything right now. But that lets you know, kindred spirits are in the building today. So thank God for that. Liz, what's up?
Ooh, everything.
Amen.
Yes.
What's the topic, though? We got a topic, though.
The topic is driven by God.
Driven by God.
Yes.
Wow.
Liz does a lot of things. I want to say probably every week she's like introducing our new we have a new announcement coming. And, I want to say about every week she has something going. And for this small statured lady right here beside me to be so busy, and of course I'm driven by God. Yes. So tell us a little bit, you can give us some names, you can drop some names of the businesses and the ventures
for the ones that don't know who
that's
you
right
are.
The ones that don't know.
Who are you?
Well, I am Liz Goings Turner. I'm so happy to be here.
Amen.
Thank God for allowing me to see another day and for allowing me to be here at the studio today. I'm just excited. I was born and raised right here in Winston-Salem.
Mm-hmm.
This is home.
Right.
Even though a large portion of my life I was in Florida, that's because I'm a military wife.
Hey.
My husband.
Thank you for your service, sir.
United States Navy.
Okay.
I have to shout that out.
Now, that's different. That's different because I don't know any military Navy wives. I mean, so, because some live on base, but he's be off base.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, that's a challenge right there, huh?
Well, he's retired.
Okay.
Amen.
He retired. He did 20 years.
Oh, bless your soul.
5 days.
Amen.
You count them down. You count them down.
5 days.
Hallelujah.
He went straight out of high school into the Navy. So, like I said, we bounced all around Florida from station to station.
Mm-hmm.
But, and my husband is actually from Thomasville. But like I said, Winston-Salem, this is my home.
Mm-hmm.
And we were in Florida from, 2004 till we just came home maybe, 3 years ago, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no way. I wasn't going to Thomasville, We got to go to my city. We got to go to my home.
And that's Winston?
No disrespect. Thomasville, but.
Well, all of it's, I found out all of it is in the same room. Because you're talking about Thomasville over here,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Number 109.
That's his home.
Is there any other way to get to Thomasville besides 109?
I don't know. No.
Okay.
One way in, one way out. No.
We love Thomasville. I love Thomasville. I love it. Shout out to Thomasville. Yes.
But, I was kind of surrounded by the Navy or the military before. My husband and I got together. My sister is Marine.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
So that's, I really think, that plays a big part in my life as far as structure.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been a nurse for 30 years, playwright since 2010.
Yes.
Yeah, since 2010. So, like you said, I got a whole lot on my plate. I've been a bedside nurse, so I kind of put the bedside nursing to rest because God had other things he wanted me to do that I had to come from beside the bed.
Amen. That's what we're talking about, being driven by the Lord. Being driven by God. That's awesome. That's awesome. Because, you know, I moved down here. First of all, this is like my third home, the Carolinas. I used to live in Charlotte in 2006. I lived down there for about a whole year in Charlotte.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. And
Queen City.
And this is, you know, because I was born in Philadelphia. I spent most of my life in Minnesota. Well, you know, then East Boogie and St. Louis. So I lived in a lot of different cities. But this is like my third home right here is the Carolinas. And I moved down here retiring. Called myself retiring.
You thought you were retiring. Yeah.
I found out that you can retire from a lot of things. You can't retire from ministry.
No. That's right. That's right.
No.
Well, you know, I have been here all my life. I've been to Winston all my life. Of course, I would call... I love Fort Lauderdale. You know, if I did, I would go to Fort Lauderdale. But, you know, my husband's from Jamaica. So, you know, I'm definitely a Jamaican American.
Right.
So, you know, I would definitely, you know, probably, not probably, I would definitely settle down in Jamaica, come to Fort Lauderdale, and, you know, say what's up to Winston.
Yeah.
But I've been here all my life, so I'm good. I'm good.
Yes, honey. Winston is home.
So, Liz, what type of projects or businesses have you done? I mean, you said 3 years. 3 years, and you have already hit my radar with a lot. A lot. So what type of things are you doing right
now? That's saying a lot, because, Ellen, you stay busy. I love what you got going on.
Yes, she does. Talking about me.
No.
But like she said, kindred spirits, like minds.
Yes,
you know.
Yes, yes. So, what kind of things do you do? Are you involved in right now?
Well, okay. So, I have a home health agency called Liz's Compassionate Angels, which is our office is located here in Winston, right up here in Indiana. But we service individuals and clients in their homes from not only right here in Winston-Salem, but we've also called attention in Tampa, Florida.
Wow.
So,
come on now.
Servicing people in Tampa, Florida. So, we're also opening We're also opening an agency in Key West, Florida.
Wow.
A home, because there is not one there.
Oh, really?
So,
well, you know, I find that not too far-fetched, because I know, like, an Afrocentric community, man, they used to put a bed in the living room. You know what I mean? Take care of grandma and grandma, and nothing, you know what I'm saying? And for somehow we lost that family. And it's based on some can't handle that as well.
Right.
So it's
right,
a lot more variables involved in it. But I remember, man, going over my grandma's house, we had the bed right in the living room.
Yeah.
And they still do that. That is, you know, just had a client of ours that passed away, and his hospital bed was in the living room.
Wow.
So they still do that.
Amen.
Yeah, they still do that. And so, like I said, we're opening the one down there. We're also opening an assisted living facility in High Point.
Wow.
So I'm still, like I said, I'm doing that.
I take my hat off to you, sis.
Yes, yes.
You know, I went through a trying period in my life. I slipped and fell, got hurt. I was paralyzed for like 2 months.
Oh, wow.
And I was in the hospital, but I noticed that there was a lot of people in the wing that I was in. Didn't have nobody visiting them, coming to see about them. And I'm a clown, so I would go around, make people laugh, and just, you know what I mean? I just crack jokes. I don't know. I'd be going, my mind would be somewhere else. But that's what I was doing, and I looked at it as a service,
because
I would go sit with them for a while.
Right.
What you watching today, Miss Betty? You know what I mean? You know? And I had a passion. When I moved down here, I actually started a nonprofit organization called, the name of my company was Priesthood Productions. I changed it to Priesthood Enterprises, and one of the legs was Priesthood Caring Hands, and that was where that was going. But man, I take my hat off to what you're doing.
That's a lot. I mean, I know my cousin, she was doing a home health care. She's her and her family member is involved with that. And I know that paperwork. The paperwork, it's... Woo!
Don't get me started.
And
then trustworthy people.
Yes.
And it's hard to find them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's not easy. I mean, I had to pray every day.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's hard to, like I say, good help is hard to find. That's not a lie. There's no lie. There's mm-hmm. no lies mm-hmm. detected there.
Yeah,
it is. It's hard. And then, you know, I go off my gut. My gut instinct, you know, if something, somebody's telling me that, you know, don't send her over there to John, you know, or Mary, because, you know, they're not going to be, you know, they're not going to have that perfect match. I mean, so I have my own personal matchmaker, which is Keisha. Keisha's watching. Keisha is actually my office assistant, and she's the matchmaker. She's also my in-home supervisor.
Oh, wow.
So she takes a lot off my plate. So Keisha is the matchmaker when it comes down to, okay, we got this client right here. This is what they need. Then, you know, Keisha can say, okay, I remember interviewing Melanie. I think she'll be good for, you know, Miss Johnson. So it's like, you know, she has that talent.
That's a good spirit to have.
Yes,
she does.
Listen, I'm going to tell you something. Listen, that is so important. First of all, I like to say about your gut feeling, I have come to find out that gut feeling, in most cases, if you're in tune with God,
right?
Oh, that's the spirit of God.
Yes.
The first thing that usually comes to my head is God.
Exactly.
And then when I trim it down and cut the fat and do all the, and all that stuff, it'd be like watered down now. You know? So I learned to go with what comes to me first.
Right.
And I found out that's the spirit of God.
Yes.
Because
right.
It never failed me.
Right. Yes. Right.
And it won't fail you either. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I go with that. And like I said, I can do what she does, but it's like, okay, she frees up a lot of my time to do other things. So
Thank you, Keisha. Thank you.
I thank God for her. Exactly. Then I have my sister, who's my office manager, who, like you was talking about, she's the one that was in the Marines.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So she's very structured. Very structured. You know, a piece of paper can't even be out of place because she got a...
And what's her name?
Lined up, Bobby.
Thank you, Bobby.
So everything has to be in place. Nothing can be out of line. Yeah. And, you know, she has that mentality, too. And she has that gift. Somebody come in the door. And it's like, as soon as they walk in the door, she knows, okay, no, this is not going
to work. That spirit of discernment, yeah.
So I'm glad that God has surrounded me with these two ladies that are more support to me than they even realize.
Hallelujah.
They are more support to me than they even realize.
I tell you, everybody, you know, some people don't agree with this, but I'm going to tell you, everybody needs somebody to help them do something.
Yes,
they do.
And you have to be in tune with God to find the right person.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, the right people to put in place. I love the spirit of God.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I love being directed. And this goes with what we're talking about, being driven by God.
Exactly.
You know, there's all kinds of scripture where he points out, you know, first of all, you have to have the spirit of God to be driven by the spirit of God.
Right.
You know, when you have that connection, man, things is just like, and it's not to say everything going to run smooth and great.
Right.
What's that is to say he's preparing you for everything.
Right.
You know?
Right.
But that spirit has also led you to, you back into playwriting. I know you were doing it before you went back to Florida.
Yeah.
And now you done, like, dived in it again.
Yes, I have. And like I said, the first play that we did last year, which was at the beginning of the year, I think it was like January the 7th, and we sold out that theater. And the theater said they had never had that happen before and after the holidays. And we sold the theater completely out. We had to add rows of seats.
Wow.
People showing up at the door, you know, of course, you know how we are, last minute. So, you know, we didn't turn anybody away. We made room for them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But... you know, it's just a difference when you're driving the car yourself and you're trying to get somewhere on your own.
Right.
But when you're being driven by God,
Ooh, I love how you keep tying that in. Yes,
oh, my goodness. Yes. When I tell you, it's not an easy journey, but it's easier.
Mm-hmm.
It is. It's been easier. And the people that I've connected with and the lives that God has placed me in to impact.
Right, right. Well, you know, Liz, I'm so glad you are sitting here beside me. I'm so glad that we finally get to sit down and chop it up, because this is a long time coming.
I know.
I mean, you are my sis, and it's like, yes. can't chop it up, because we're both doing this and doing that. But, you know, drip. And the fact that you, you know, you picked the topic. I didn't tell you, Minister Candy, she picked the topic.
Amen.
Yeah, so I love that. And, you know, we're going to come back and we're going to talk more about, you know, how you are driven by God. So we'll be back, you guys. We're going to go to a break.
Ever had to do an intervention? What about when Jesus' family came to do an intervention on him?
True Commentary with Stu Epperson, author of the book, First Words of Jesus.
Mark chapter 3, verses 20 and 21, the family of Jesus came over to Capernaum. They came to do an intervention on Jesus. They thought he had lost his mind. The one who came to save the lost, they thought had lost his marbles. All these healings, all these people being set free, all these radical new teachings. When's the last time you were called crazy for following Jesus? Luke 6:40, Jesus says, a disciple will become like his teacher. Is Jesus so real in your life? His power so working in your life? Has he so changed your life that people think you're crazy because you follow him?
True Commentary with Stu Epperson, author of the book, First Words of Jesus. Available now in bookstores or go online to firstwordsofjesus.com.
You guys, so we are back live. We are feeling good after the Wake Forest game. Still going through some technical things after that Wake Forest game, y'all. I'm gonna tell y'all, give a round of applause, a huge shout out to Minister Kennedy over here. He's working hard, you know. I'm pretty sure he got some sweat over there, because this ain't easy. You know, for the people that, you know, that want to do podcasting and stuff like that, look, I'm all for it. Go for it. But I'm going to tell you, it takes a lot. It takes a lot when you go live. When you're live, you know, it ain't scripted.
No.
If we mess up, we mess up. Y'all hear us messing up. Y'all hear buttons. Y'all hear beats. Y'all hear me hitting the microphone. I think one time I hit the window with something. I'm telling you. So
you know what's funny? What's funny about that too? I've worked on CNN scripts. I worked on a bunch of Roseville and all a bunch of news studio stations.
Uh-huh.
We were streaming live from city to city during elections and all that stuff.
Ooh, election.
And you know what? All of them have the same problem.
Well, they have the same problem, yeah.
It'll be like everything is fine, and then action. Everybody running around crazy.
Yeah, everybody running around, yeah. You know what? I always wonder how they did. You know what? We need to do a telethon one day. I always wanted to do a telethon. I don't know
really?
Why I want to. Well, listen, we both have foundations.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We could do a we brainstorming on live. But that's what I'm talking about, you know?
But
telethons. Man, those telethons be so live.
Yeah, we used to call them Christathons, because we used to share the gospel and doing all kind of have different ministries singing here and there and there and there.
Yeah.
But you're absolutely right.
Because I mean, we have so much talent. There's no reason why artists in this area, you know, would love. I'm praying they would love to, you know, just share their talents while we are, you know, live. You know, or we are, sharing the good word. So, yeah, we're going to have to do that. We're going to put that together. That'd be good. Because like I said, well, all three of us have nonprofits. So
let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it. I'm pretty sure we can all use some support that way. So, yeah.
I mean, it would be a lot of work, but it would be fun.
Yeah, I think it would.
And I'm thinking, I'm like this: if God's getting the glory, it's all worth it.
Right, it is all worth it.
You know, we can bring anybody to the knowledge of Christ at any time, at any point.
Right.
Yeah, we doing what's right.
We need to talk about that. But yeah, so we're back. As y'all heard, It's not scripted. We're talking about creating something, but that's what minds, our minds be flowing. Mm-hmm. You know, like iron sharpens iron. You know what I'm right. saying? In here, we sitting there talking. We got a table here. We got a boardroom right here talking about stuff. But of course, driven by God. You know. Yeah. So you know, tell me a little bit about the play that you're currently working on.
Okay, so the name of the play is Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled, which a lot of people, if not all, can relate in some way. You can relate to it.
Mm-hmm.
This is a play. This is actually a second play that I wrote back. Well, I wrote it back in 2011.
Okay.
So, but this will be the first time that we've done it here. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, it deals with a couple that, well, you know, they loved God at once upon a time in their life, and then they decided, you know, they got all this money, the life was just good, so they stepped away.
Wow.
So God had to break them down, had to bring them down to their knees.
He'll do it.
Which, when you know, in order to get our attention, that's what he got to do.
That's
sometimes.
What he does.
He
got
to strip us.
He allows it.
You know, if he got to strip us naked, that's what he going to do.
Mm-hmm.
But he going to get your attention one way or the other.
Right.
So in the play, that's, you know, that's something that he had to do in order to get their attention. But sometimes it works, sometimes it don't.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to tell you whether it worked or not.
Okay.
And, but, it's powerful.
Yes.
It's really, really powerful. Everything I write is powerful. LaShonda Redd,
ooh,
who is a Winston-Salem native, directs all of my productions.
I love
LaShonda. I do the writing. I do the producing. She does the directing.
That woman has a beautiful heart.
I know.
She has a beautiful heart.
And voice.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
That voice.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to be doing that. We're looking right now, either the end of March or the beginning of April.
Okay.
We wanted to do it sooner, but I don't want to rush it. Me and her, we don't want to rush it.
Mm-hmm.
We want to give people their money's worth, give people an experience that they never experienced before.
Right.
And also with this production, you know, you never know who is sitting in that audience, who needs to hear that message.
Right.
Because all of my productions have messages.
Right.
And there's a message in it somewhere. And this one hits home for many. So I'm excited about doing it.
I'm excited as well. You know, definitely before, you know, you definitely let me know when y'all about to do that. And we'll definitely, you know, get some support from over here. But, you know, let not your heart be troubled. Correct?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So, When you came up with the topic driven by God, you said another way, I kind of like broke it down a little bit smaller, but you know, when you came up with that driven by God, mm-hmm. why did you want to do, what made you pick that topic? Because you text me back so quickly, you know, and sometimes, you know, when I message people, they, you know, it takes a little bit of time and it's okay. You know, it's okay. But you text me back so quickly. I said, okay, it's something she wants to say. It's something that you wanna relay, or it's a message. So if you can tell me about that.
Well, the reason why, and it's, you know, it's just ironic that when you text me that morning and extended the invitation for me to come here today, there was no way that I could say no, because right now I'm full. You know, it's like, okay, I got to get some of this out of me. I don't want to get the sleepitis. I don't want to get sleepitis and, you know, sleep on this. This is some stuff that I need to get out of me.
Okay.
And it was like, okay, I've done so much in my lifetime as far as productions, part of my nursing career.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, God has taken me on a different path.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, and with this different path he's taken me on, it's been a lot easier this time. You know, like I said before, yeah, you know, it's not easy. No, it's not easy doing what I do, but it's easier because there was a time that I was trying to run a business, do things, make things happen, but I didn't have that relationship with God that I do now.
Wow.
And when I did it then, or was trying to do it then, it's just, oh my goodness. I mean, nothing was working. It was hard to achieve anything. You know, I would do a stage play and maybe 20 tickets would sell, you know, and it never hit me or dawned on me, or I never listened to the reason why. Mm-hmm. And it's because I didn't have that relationship. I wasn't where God wanted me to be with him. I just had to, like I said, let not your heart be troubled. God had to strip us sometimes. And I had to be stripped in order to get to where I am right now.
Right.
I did. I had to be stripped to get to where I am. And had he not done it, then I would still be in that, you know, I don't know why this is not working. So-and-so over there doing plays and selling them out, or so-and-so over here has an agency and, you know, she has all these clients and has all this staff, you know, but by me having that relationship with God, it just makes it so much easier.
Right.
Yeah, it's about being fulfilled, you know?
Yes. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm doing what he wants me to do. Yeah. And I'm doing it the way he wants me to do it.
Right.
Because now, I'm keeping him first in all of it.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about.
And, you know, I look in Psalms 1. Psalms 1 is a deep book letter for me. Because, you know, it says stuff like, whatever you put your hands to do in his name.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's going to bless it. You're going to be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. See, but it all starts at that beginning point. You know, of us giving our all to him.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, the book of Acts, Acts 4, I think it's like 28. In Acts 4, there's what you call a believer's prayer. Mm-hmm. It's so dynamic.
Right.
But the prayer, I think it's 4:28, and I think it goes like the, I'm going to look it up, but I think it starts in 28. It's the believer's prayer is what it's quoted as.
Mm-hmm.
But it starts with them crying out unto the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
But it ends in like 37 or 38. It ends with them being filled with the Holy Spirit. And then they had the boldness to speak the word.
Mm-hmm.
You see, because, you know, a lot of times we do stuff without the Spirit of God. I know I fell into that. I fell into that boat.
Mm-hmm.
And we was moving some things. We was making some things happening. But it was under our ability, you know, and God was blessing it.
Mm-hmm.
And then he moved me out the way.
Mm-hmm.
And it got to a place where we just have to learn how to fall. And this is what's missing in Christendom. People aren't falling on their face and calling out to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that's important one.
Mm-hmm.
We do more things outside besides seeking God, you know?
Right, exactly.
And I think that's we don't realize how powerful prayer is.
Mm-mm.
Prayer is not just giving your request list to God.
No.
Prayer is a communication. It's you talking to God, and with any communication is a transfer of information.
Right.
And that's where we get our directions from.
Right. Yeah.
And you were talking, you know, about sometimes, you know, you heard it. You heard God say, you might want to put this play off. Mm-hmm. Or Ellen, I'm talking about myself. Ellen, mm-hmm. you might not want to do this right now.
Mm-hmm.
But that flesh in me want to keep going.
Yeah.
That's when them L's come in,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I call them L's, mm-hmm. but some people say a loss. No, it was a lesson.
Yeah.
You know, I don't call them L's for a loss. It was a lesson.
Right.
It was told to you not to do it,
mm-hmm.
or put it back. You heard it, you know, but you kept going,
mm-hmm.
because that flesh, you know, took over and you wanted to, you know, keep going. But I'm glad it didn't break you.
Right.
Because sometimes it breaks people. Well, I tell you.
Yeah. And then they end up blaming God.
Blame God.
Yeah.
People will blame God.
This?
Yeah.
And you weren't in the spirit anyhow.
Right.
Yeah.
But then too, what were your intentions? Was it driven by money?
Mm-hmm.
And that has been me.
Mm-hmm.
I have been driven by money. You know, I'll be honest. Mm-hmm. I've done things and it wasn't about what I really wanted what I started, my attention started to be about.
Right.
It was like, oh, you know, I need to make sure I do this so I can pay some bills too. Mm-hmm. Man, if I sell this amount of tickets, you know, and then I can pay this and pay this, driven by money.
Yeah.
Because that's not why God put that in your heart. Mm-hmm. It was, it wasn't, that's not, you know, the money is it comes.
Yep.
But that's not why he put that on your heart. And, you know, I can be, like, I'm willing to tell you, man, I went over there to that Coliseum Annex. Mm-hmm. I came back with my tail tucked between my legs, I'm mm-hmm. telling you. Because, mm-hmm. you know, that's not where he had me. That's not where he wanted. I'm thinking, oh, I done got too big for the Millennium Center. Mm-hmm. I it wasn't what God put in me or what God did. It was I.
Right.
You know? Right. And I'm going to go over here to the Coliseum Annex.
Yep.
And then look what happens. You guys, so mm-hmm. what we're going to do is we're going to go to a break. We got a break coming up. And, you know, during a break, y'all can call that number, 336-896-1340, and we'll have you on when we get back. So thank you.
Ever had to do an intervention? What about when Jesus' family came to do an intervention on him?
True Commentary with Stu Epperson, author of the book, First Words of Jesus.
Mark chapter 3, verses 20 and 21, the family of Jesus came over to Capernaum. They came to do an intervention on Jesus. They thought he had lost his mind. The one who came to save the lost, they thought had lost his marbles. All these healings, all these people being set free, all these radical new teachings. When's the last time you were called crazy for following Jesus? Luke 6:40, Jesus says, a disciple will become like his teacher. Is Jesus so real in your life? His power so working in your life? Has he so changed your life that people think you're crazy because you follow him?
True Commentary with Stu Epperson, author of the book, First Words of Jesus. Available now in bookstores or go online to firstwordsofjesus.com.
You know, please know that that's just the words that's off the top of my head right now. I don't have my thesaurus in front of me. There are so many words that I can say about you. There are so many just synonyms, acronyms, verbs, all those things that we can relate to, you know, your movement around the city. First of all, you know, on behalf of you know, the Truth Network, the Light Radio Station, and Bridging the Gap, we thank you. Aww. Because, you know, anytime somebody can take their passion and turn it into a ministry, you know, we appreciate you and we love you. And guess what? You got a call.
Amen. Carla, are you there?
Yes.
Hi.
You have a comment? You have a question?
I have a comment.
Okay.
You're live.
I just want everyone to know that, Liz is a phenomenal woman.
Yes.
I don't want to just say amazing. Sorry.
Phenomenal.
Yes.
Come
yes.
on, somebody.
She's phenomenal. Yes. Okay. Liz does a lot of things. I don't know if y'all know. She does mentoring, too.
Mm-hmm.
And Liz has been a big inspiration on my life.
Wow.
And I just want to thank her for the great opportunities that she has given me. Yes, Liz, this is Keisha.
Hey, Keisha. Keisha, we went to school together, didn't we?
She took me from scrubs to a business uniform,
hey.
But I still put on the scrubs. Don't get me wrong.
Come on now.
But I just want to say everything this woman has taught me, I have listened 100%. Mm-hmm. And there are other women that can agree with me. And I just want to say, Liz, I thank you, sister.
Wow.
Amen.
Aww. And
you're welcome.
Don't have
Keisha.
Us over here crying.
I
know. She know I'm a big crybaby.
Don't have us over here crying.
I am too.
Keisha, we appreciate you. Keisha, we went to school together, didn't we?
Liz, this is Keisha, your business partner.
No, this Ellen. Did we go to school
Ellen.
Together?
Yeah. Yes. And I told Liz, I say, she don't remember me, but I graduated with your brother, Cliff.
Bob
but
Kepard?
I think you dated my brother.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
May him rest in peace.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You know, somebody just called too. Tell him if you called and we put you on hold, you don't have to hang up.
So you guys, if you called in, you know, just hold on. We will get to you. So, you know, you can keep calling in and we'll get you. So, yes, Keisha, I'm sorry to hear about that. And I'm so glad to see that, you know, you are working with this amazing, phenomenal woman of God right here. And Keisha, we need to get up and talk and, you know, collab on some things as well, because you are amazing yourself.
Yes, she is.
I said
you.
Iron sharpens iron, you know.
So, when she told me she was doing that with you, I said, I don't even think Ellen remember me.
Yeah, I do. I do. When I saw your name, I didn't look at your picture, but I saw your name. But that's the amazing thing about Facebook. I appreciate Facebook. Yep, you know, some is. People use it for crazy stuff. We using it because we like to get the word out and we like to check on each other.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So, Keisha, we're going to get to another caller, but thank you so much, and we love you.
Love you, Keisha.
I love y'all too.
Thanks for calling.
Liz, that's what's
caller,
up.
Caller, are you there?
I'm here.
You have
my name is Tanya Gray, and I am friends with Sister Liz.
That's
oh, hey,
up.
Tanya.
How are you all?
We're doing just fine. Doing just fine.
Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. You I got something to say to her?
I'm sorry?
Do you have something that you want to say to Liz or a question?
I do.
Okay.
I want to say that Liz is an amazing woman, and I want to give you your flowers while you live.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
You are super amazing, beautiful, compassionate, just all around superwoman.
Wow.
And I thank God that you are placed in my life.
Wow. That's beautiful.
Oh my goodness.
And I've known her all my life.
Amen.
Yes.
We grew up in church together.
I was little.
Mm-hmm. Her mother was an angel. Mm-hmm. She was the mother of the church. Mm-hmm. And she raised all her kids in the admonition of the Lord.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yes, so I'm grateful for that.
Yes, hallelujah. She did.
Well, we thank you so much for calling in. It's always great to honor those who deserve to be honored. It's always great. So thank you so much.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Tanya.
Y'all have a blessed evening.
You too.
Amen.
Don't that make you feel good?
It does. Oh, my God. I'm glad I don't have on any makeup.
But, you know, that's just, you know, a little drop in the water, drop in the ocean, probably how people feel about you. You know, like I said, you and I cross paths. Cross. Circles are close, too.
Mm-hmm.
But just to know that I was able to, you know, bring you on and show you that I do support you. We're just busy women. We're just busy women. And, yeah. But just to do this just makes me feel amazing. It makes me feel great.
Amen.
To know that I can do this. Minister Kennedy, you know, he allows me to bring on a guest, and yeah, man, I got to bring the ones that I know that serve the Lord, that are doing some great things for our city, you know,
right,
for our state.
Right.
And look you for the states that you affiliated with.
Amen.
You know, we appreciate you. We definitely appreciate you.
Because I always said when I moved away and I was in Florida, I always said I would never move back. I mean, I was like, ain't no way in the world I'm coming back here. No.
Yeah.
But God broke me. I had no choice. And I don't regret it at all. This was the most beautiful thing and the best thing.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
That I could have ever did was coming back home.
Right.
And ever since I've came back home, I've been home, and he's been supplying all of my needs. I mean, he's always supplied all my needs.
Right.
But it's like now, you know, we're on a whole nother level. Like all those things that you used to ask me for, but I held back.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, now that you've obeyed me, here you go. Amen. Here you go.
That's awesome. Yes. It's a blessing to be a blessing. It's a blessing to touch people's lives.
Yeah,
you know?
It is.
And to know that you did. That's awesome.
Right.
But I want to give you that scripture. If you read Acts 4, okay, 23 fine.
I was looking for
Acts 4, 23 to 37. That's a prayer that the disciples had. It's a prayer, and it's a believer's prayer. Mm-hmm. And this is a prayer that we all should incorporate in our lives, because our biggest problem is we're not sharing the gospel. We're not speaking the gospel. So we need to share that. We need to share the gospel. Wow. And there's so many different ways to do that. That's the thing. Sharing it. God made this thing so simplistic, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. but that is called or considered the believer's prayer. And if you take that to heart, because the whole thing is about being filled with the Holy Ghost.
Right.
First of all, falling on your face, submitting unto God, falling on your face.
Right.
Giving yourself over to God. And letting God fill you so that you can have boldness in speech, mm-hmm. so that you can go out here and tear up the kingdom, tear up this adversary's kingdom.
That's right.
That's what I'm about. I'm about that, you know. And since I came into Christ, that's all I've been doing. I've been like, you know, I thank the Lord. Everything that I have ever been involved in has been some type of outreach.
Right.
You know, and if I wasn't doing this radio thing, I'd be doing something else. I mean, right. because that's what's in me.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, my track record speaks for itself. I mean, back in the 1993, we out there on the corners sharing in Minnesota code, sharing the gospels, you know. That's when I learned never buy any shoes from Payless.
Hey, what's wrong with Payless?
Man, I bought some shoes from Payless. I had just bought them and we went out witnessing and it was a little light rain. The rest of the day, I was walking.
Oh,
I said, I ain't never, ever going back there.
But the point is,
hey, listen, we just got to share it. Well, ain't nothing wrong with them if they get become one of our sponsors. But hey.
I know that's right.
but make a long story short is that, you know, our job and our duty and our willing behavior should be wanting to share the gospel, doing plays.
Right.
That's a struggle. That's a work.
Yes.
You know, I mean, you know, there's so many things. I'm going to give another one. This is another one of my favorite scriptures. Well, I should say Psalms. Mm-hmm. Psalms 142. Read that, people. Mm-hmm. You see, because we don't. God wants us. He wants to know everything about us.
We've
been taught that. Right.
Right.
David cried to God. He released everything to God.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, God, I'm in trouble. I mean, he released everything. He talked to God about everything. He threw everything, and God wants to hear everything. It's a difference between complaining and bringing your complaints to God. This right. situation is tearing me up. God right. wants to hear that stuff so he can equip you to do more. Mm-hmm. You know, but it's all about that.
Well,
yeah.
This ain't never confirmation. We had at First Christian Church, we were singing I Surrender All.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it reminds me of is just, you know, you do have to, you know, put them hands up, you guys. Mm-hmm. Put them hands up. It's okay to fall to your knees, you know. It's okay because it's a sign. It's a you know, just a movement of, Lord, I can't do this. Amen. You know, you have to take over. Because God knows, listen, y'all, I said it last week, that adversary has one job, to walk to and fro, to kill, steal, and destroy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And this is not... This is not a situation where, you know, people say, you know, you got to put on the whole armor. Yes, you do. You do. And then there are times I give up. Mm-hmm. I can't, you know, there are times when you're so weak, and that's why it's important for you to be around those amazing people that you were talking mm-hmm. about, because when you're weak, those people can step in.
Yes.
See, I was doing some research about, you know, the Romans and how they did their formations when they fought.
Mm-hmm.
If y'all do the research, those Romans, they were together.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the other nations, they was like one person here, another person beside them, another person beside them. When those people shooting them arrows up, guess what's going to happen? A lot of people going to get hit.
Mm-hmm.
But what the Romans did, they created an amazing type of artillery, not artillery, but
formation.
Structure, and they were in formation. So it was like they had flanks, maybe one person there, and then like four behind them. They were in formation, and they had a shield. So when those arrows come up and they come down, you're hitting that shield, and a lot of people are protected. Mm-hmm. So that's what I feel like that you know, you putting on that whole armor, but you also let God fight those battles for you, because some people, if you look at the armies back then, some people, they are meant to be hit.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that? In the military, some people, they're targets, and some people go around, go forward, or go to the side to fight. Everybody's not meant to fight.
Nope.
Some people are just meant to be a target. Hey, that's how it is. Some people are meant to be a target.
That's true.
But if you have that whole armor, that armor is going to protect you. Then you let God fight that battle.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying?
Because
that's what he's supposed to do. We say them things, but then you want to take it and you want to fight. You want to fight and you want to guard. And you, no, you guys.
What they say, Jesus take the wheel, but we backseat driving.
Right.
So, you know, the wonderful thing about these verses is, you know, and we say it here all the time. Yes, read. And do the research yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to also take in those applications,
mm-hmm.
what he was talking about and when.
Right.
Because he did not mean for you to put on a whole armor and go fight all the time. If you put on armor and your husband military, you know, you can't sit up here and fight if you got BDUs on. Have you ever tried to fight with them shoes on? Have y'all ever ran with those shoes? You know, you're talking to a ROTC person here. You know, you running. You got to run through water, swamps, the desert. And then you got to sit here and you got a backpack, a rucksack that you got. And it's got all this equipment on there. And then you got all this material and all this stuff around you, camouflage. Mm-hmm. Listen, you probably was not meant to do all that fighting and running at the same time.
That's what David said. David said when Saul tried to give him his armor, David said, "Hey, I ain't tested that. I don't know nothing about that stuff. You know, give me my little sling shot.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't know nothing about this stuff you trying to give me."
Right.
And he tried. And he's like, "This ain't going to work. It's not going to work."
Mm-mm.
So we have to get into a place. And like I said, the bottom line is we have to be in tune with God.
Yes.
And you only do that by surrendering. You only do that. Listen, people, listeners, please. Psalms 142, please just read. It's only a couple chapters.
It's only like seven verses.
Yeah, please read that. Read that. Get that into your spirit. Yeah. Because people used to come up to the altar call when I used to work the altar.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to tell them straight up. Because, you know, they come up to the altar chewing gum. I guess I go get saved. You know, just moseying on up to the altar. I used to tell him, I said, listen, I am going to pray the prayer of faith. I'm going to touch and agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
But God wants to hear it from your mouth.
Right.
So you got to, you know, you do all that praying for folks and they just sitting at you. Amen. Listen,
exactly.
I'm not wasting my breath, my time, and my energy. Listen.
Right.
You need to get in tune to God. And this is why a lot of people they are missing that salvation train. Now, I never had an altar call experience.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad because I got to a place where it was just me and God.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody else, just me and God. So some didn't have that type of relationship. But the ones that do, listen, you have to surrender.
Yeah.
I went to church the other day, Sunday. Man, I ain't never cried in church since I've been down here.
Well, wow.
I fell in. It wasn't even praise and worship yet.
Mm-hmm.
It was prayer mm-hmm. to praise and worship. Man, I started bawling. I couldn't stop it. I was sitting in my chair. I know people looking at me. It was like, man, I was gone.
It felt good,
I was gone.
Though.
Oh, yeah. It was a release. Because I was one of them guys, I get lost in praise and worship. I'll be over in the corner. you know, not caring about anybody.
Right.
Over there crying and snotting and everything, you know. Mm-hmm. But those are unique experiences that we need to have and encounter. And we're still talking about the same subject, you
right,
know.
Right, right.
driven by God.
Exactly. I mean, it all plays a part. And, you know, let me go back to when you said Acts 4, you said the fourth chapter, correct? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It's confirmation for me for the simple fact that I got a text message a few minutes ago, the same scripture.
Right. Hallelujah. She just showed it to me. Yeah.
Yeah.
She just showed
so,
it to me.
So, I mean, I look at things like that. I don't just say, oh, that's just coincidence. You know, I pay attention to stuff like that.
Yes.
People don't understand. Those are signs. God is giving you what you need. Yeah. He gives us the tools. But it's always up to us.
Amen.
Whether we're going to use them or we're going to just leave them sitting there.
Yeah. Right. But yeah. that's operating in the spirit. You
exactly.
know, the spirit is so sensitive.
It yes, is.
Thank God. Oh, thank
and
God.
And then, you know,
ooh.
I think about it and I get, it's overwhelmed sometimes. Mm. I just want to cry. You
yes,
know what I mean?
Yes.
Ugly cry.
Ugly cry.
Ugly cry.
Yes.
I mean, for real.
And that's the beauty of it. That's the beauty of it. You know, and anybody can figure out where they are in Christ at any time. Mm-hmm. This is how you do it, people. Listen, this. If you want to know where you are in Christ, this is how you recognize or show yourself you are or you ain't. The Bible says, speaks about the fruit of the Spirit.
Right.
Speaks about the fruit of the Spirit.
Right.
In other words, if you have a lack of patience mm-hmm. in your life,
mm-hmm.
if you have a lack of long suffering, if you have a lack of love, if you have a lack of what's gonna be throw out the fruits of the spirit,
long suffering, kindness.
Yeah,
you
if you have a lack,
yes,
because this is the fruit of the spirit. If you have a lack of those things in your life, that means you have a lack of the Spirit of God working in your life.
Mm.
Case closed. That's it.
If
you have a lack of those things, if you find yourself impatient, you have a lack of the Spirit of God working
right.
in you.
Right.
If you find yourself man, I'm tired of you. You know what I'm saying? It's a lack
right.
of the Spirit of God working in your life, because that's the fruit of the Spirit, right?
Right, right.
The fruit of the Spirit. So
right.
if the Spirit ain't planted, you ain't gonna get no fruit.
Right.
So I just say that you can do your self evaluation, everything. I used to have a running thing on this show for many years. It was check yourself at the door.
Ooh,
I like
Amen.
That.
Yeah.
Amen. But hey, thanks, Ellen. We get to go to a break.
Yes. Break. We'll be back.
I
got to
do this stuff manually, so give me a minute.
Yeah.
This is WPOL
278 in Winston-Salem
and W273DH High Point.
The weapon for the kingdom in the city.
From China to Michigan, Yahshua's the bomb, we call him nitroglycerin. Reason for the season, and I ain't talking cinnamon. Bloodstained soldier, yeah, you know I'm militant. Got food for your soul like collard greens and chitterlings. Take it like medicine, Holy Ghost riddling. The devil's such a racket, back and forth like Wimbledon. Far from righteousness, more like simpleton. Got bars on fire, and we ain't even
even grilling.
Grilling.
Beat so cold.
Cold.
And we ain't even chilling.
Chilling.
Lifting up his name.
Name.
And we ain't got a ceiling.
Ceiling.
Dying to the flesh.
Flesh.
That's what I call a killing. Kill.
Lord is my strength, so I lift him higher. Whoever he's your reign, and the devil is a liar.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Hating, hating, expect me to debate him, bait him. My weaponry stay amazing. The messenger came to save him. My message is praise him, praise him. I'm magic on the mic. No naked, no Channing Tatum. Every night I pray, confessions I say him. Every sin, every way to rest, I just lay him. Don't mess with me, Satan, Satan. My destiny lay it waiting. These changes I'm breaking them loose. My dues, I paid him. I rhyme to the tempo of this tight instrumental. Slicing like insul. Knife, this the life that I'm into. I don't freestyle much, but my rhyme. The conventional, I'm tight with a pencil, a pen, or other writing utensil. So praise God, he's the author, the finisher. I'm producer, songwriter, musician, also a minister. I administer my message from major to the miniature. This isn't a game, we spreading the name of Jesus. Believer, we bringing the flame, yeah.
Lord is my strength, so I lift him higher. Whoever he's your reign, and the devil is a liar.
Praise God.
You're listening to Bridging the Gap.
Bridging the Gap.
Yo, Dub City. If it's beats in my knees, I'm getting down just to lift them up. Looking for them lost souls just so I can pick them up. Bench press his name, all I do is raise it. That gangsta rapping dried up like California raisins. Forgot we make them dance like Stanky Leg and Superman. But who we claiming super?
Who?
Definitely ain't your usual man. My flesh been bodied, I put it in a comatose. No need to jump around, beat my chest to show my grandiose. I spit it from my soul, I go deeper than the adipose. So try and listen close, you just might catch the Holy Ghost. They didn't want to hit a racket, but it's all love. Hitting like the Williams sisters for the one above. Preaching over beats, freeing souls through these bars. Even gangsters and the drug dealers say we going hard. They getting touched like massages, got them changing sides. Staying clear, I'ma shock they soul till they realize.
Lord is my strength, so I lift him higher. Whoever he's your reign, and the devil is a liar.
Praise God.
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 Lord is my strength, so I lift him higher. Forever he's your reign, and the devil is a liar.
Praise God.
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 Center. middle. Every jot and tittle from a brother pencil riddle with the scribbles of the father's riddles. Let me get a griddle. Can I cook a little with the modesty? I tell him I am not playing, boy. Jesus coming back and I am not staying, boy. You loving money ain't looking too favorable. Blood on my hands if I don't say what I say to you. Hip hop is dying and I rather save it to a business unbreakable. You better make a move. What you gonna take with you? I never switched up. I never ditched us. When they dissed us, I didn't flinch up. Ask my sister. We don't give up. Ready to die for the truth that clinched us. You can't bench us. Eat your weight up. And you can't bench up. While we lift up. I come around and avoid me business. Everybody down with the Lord. We with you, Lama. This is not a drill. It's a real attack.
Nobody wants to strike out, but it's batter up. Well, everybody trying to get their status up. The pressures of the world, it's like we have to front. I was stunting too in Cali up in that caddy truck. But the big corporations probably cracking up. Cause vanity is so expensive, you could add it up. See, dudes will spend their rent money at the club and girls will drop racks on plastic jugs and a fatter butt. I see Patron still pouring. Never been out the country, but you wanna ride foreign. And though you no longer on the block every morning, I can see your mind state never made it off the corner. I say try to focus on what's important. Learn to state your claim and credit the sources. Learn to separate the truth from a falsehood. Don't just let life take its course, go take some courses. I know it's hard to stay focused when post-traumatic stress symptoms surface any moment. Make it past 25 is what I was hoping. Hard to let it go like Frozen. I don't wanna build a snowman. I'm from where selling drugs is a rite of passage. We pack house parties like forget a fire hazard. People out here dying and we just dying laughing, disregarding feelings even though that stuff kinda matters. You see, I'm just barely crawling out. Too many blunts, too many girls for me to talk about. Too many bad moves for me to write a song about. My heart was cold and stiff, I was hoping someone could thaw me out. It's crazy out here, you'll have to pardon us. Speeding down the highway to hell on a party bus. True, the evil in humanity's in all of us affects us to the core, but in my hood, it's more obvious.
Beloved black man, who distorted your vision? Is it them images you see on television? Is it your homies either dead or in prison? Got you thinking God's kingdom is a white man's religion? My dear white man, who distorted your vision? I could understand why you so defensive, but it's never personal when I talk about racism. The sin of oppression left us all victims. Listen.
See, I believe the king came for us, killed by his own people, then rose again as the Lord. But all that spiritual talk is just sounding like some noise when there's no water in Flint and no jobs in Detroit. See, who was Jesus to my people up the street? McDonald's, KFC, Burger King, we gotta eat. There ain't no Whole Foods, but the liquor store is full, and my favorite song says it goes perfectly with some weed. See, how we supposed to understand God's promise when they throw the Bible at us but don't talk about our problems? Get rich or die trying, that was everybody's mantra. Give a poor man money but don't teach him economics. So when they tell him crime pays, it's like, why not? And after you make that first stack, it's like, why stop? I know it may lead to a cell or a pine box, but how's a blind person supposed to watch their own blind spots?
My dear Democrat, who distorted your vision? I feel your vibe, I can see you protesting, but sometimes it don't match with the way that I see you living, so I wonder if it's real or if it's just for the election. My dear conservative, who distorted your vision? I know you love God and say you claim Christian, but you never even mention the corrupt social system, so we don't need your theology, we just want you to listen.
See, blind spots, everybody has them. Some of us don't know the four walls that we've been trapped in. Don't wanna know God, we just wanna rely on the pastor. As a result, we confuse passion with compassion. Like, I understand tragedy and abortion, but some parts of the world a child should never be born in. I believe in God's word, but how we gonna enforce it when everybody's vision is distorted? Man.
My dear brother, man, who distorted your vision? You don't even know how to ask for what you're missing. Poor examples of manhood set you up from the beginning. Now you grown and it's affecting the way you treating our women. My dear sister, say, who distorted your vision? Don't forget, you were made in God's image. The more we lose sight, the more we just keep sinning. It's too late to say that we was just kidding. Listen.
So will you walk alongside me while I'm on this road and put me on to the things that I may not have known? Will you come alongside me while I'm in this life, or will you stand aside and judge when I don't seem to get it right? This world is dark and it gets colder than a winter's night, but when I share in someone else's story, then it gives me life. I wanna bring a different light. I think about my homies from the block who've never had a boss that's black or a friend that's white. I just wanna open our eyes. The more I look around, the more I realize we're blind. I'm out my comfort zone, like, how ignorant was I? Whoever said what you don't know can't hurt you, that's a lie, that's a lie. So this for anyone that's felt like the victim. For the men, women, and children trying to figure out this system. What we call foolishness, God may just call wisdom. So may he grant his 2020 vision to our blind spots.
Blind spots, blind spots.
For now we shall see only a poor reflection, as in a mirror. But then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known.
Be merciful to me, O God. Be merciful to me. For my soul trusts in you, and in the shadow of your wings I will make my refuge. Until these calamities have passed by, I will cry out to God Most High, to God who performs all things for me. He shall send from heaven and save me. He reproaches the one who will swallow me up. God shall send forth his mercy and his truth. Look, he's a personal sustainer for all creation. I see him, I feel him, my heart is feeling patient. When I wake up, he the first one that I think about. Wisdom, knowledge, and understanding is what I pray about. It's like fire, shut up inside my bones. My father speaking, I gotta do everything that I'm told. Man, I can't imagine living the life of Job. He was broken in pieces, but still came to the throne. You can have everything that the world can give, but if you don't never repent, then he will never forget. I ain't chasing after no dream, I'm chasing after my king. I don't need the world to accept me, I'm complete. If I lost everything, yeah, still lift your name high. You're the only name that I'ma claim, yeah. There is no time to complain now, no. Jesus is enough for me, yeah. Jesus is enough for me, yeah. When I think about the life of David, it humbles me, cause he knew that his identity was in the king. Yo, check it out, I'm successful cause God loves me. He
are live. We are here with Liz Goings Turner. Yes. So, I forgot to tell you before the break, but I wanted to let you know that I was going to hit you up with one of those questions I asked you. How, because Bridging the Gap, what we do is we want to connect the church back to the streets. Mm-hmm. How do you think, or how can we, or what is an example or a way that we can connect the church back to the community?
Well, you have to look out into the community and see what the needs are. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of people look at the church as a building, mm-hmm. With the walls and, you know, and a lot of people mind that's the church. No, the church is within us.
Ooh,
so
yes.
In order for us to bring them back to the church, we have to go out and fulfill the needs that are out there.
Mm-hmm.
Like for one thing, like take for instance my business with the home health agency.
Mm-hmm.
That building, I mean that business to me, yes, it's my business. Yes, it's a company, mm-hmm. but it's also my ministry.
Right.
Because I meet so many more so young ladies, and I mean, I meet males too, but it's more females. A mm-hmm. lot of women that, a lot of young ladies that are single mothers that just want a start, that just want somebody to give them a chance. So in order to, you know, to bring them, you know, closer to God and to bring them home, I call it home. In order to bring them home, you know, we have to look at the need.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I've had a young lady that has came into the office before, and before judging her, I asked questions
mm-hmm.
because of her attire, what mm-hmm. she had on.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't come off at her as, okay, now you know doggone well you shouldn't be walking up in here, you know. Instead of going that route, I educated her.
Mm-hmm.
Keisha and I both did. We educated her, and you know, we told her, you know, a lot of places, the way she was dressed, mm-hmm. a lot of places, if she would step into their establishments, they would have judged her based off of what she was wearing.
Right.
I saw deeper than that.
Mm.
I knew it was something else there, didn't know what it was,
right.
but I knew not to judge her.
Right.
And my heart That's went beautiful. Out to her, mm-hmm. and come to find out, that was all she had.
Wow.
That was all she had.
That's beautiful right there.
So I love that part of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Keisha and I both let her know, look, you know, we both are mothers. You mm-hmm. know, my daughter, I have a daughter. So I had to look at this young lady as if that was my daughter.
Right.
I would want somebody to guide her, you know. And, you know, we've even opened our doors to this young lady to let her know if you need us, we're here.
Right. And, you know, if you look at the outside influences that they have.
Right.
Do they have?
Right.
You know, if they don't have that praying grandmother or mm-hmm. the mothers of the church that, mm-hmm. you know, just seem that we don't have anymore.
Right.
You know, the influences that they see mm-hmm. is, what's the girl that got the Billboard of the Year award or something like that?
Or the crappy crap? Are you talking about? You talking about that red crappy crap?
Oh, red,
Lord help us!
Yeah, red.
Even
yeah,
my son was like, "Lord help us." He said, "We losing, Lord."
Yeah. What's up? Sexy red.
Oh, ooh, that.
So if you look at her appearance,
mm-hmm.
you know that's what they have.
I know.
That's pretty. That's not all they have, but that's what they think is all they have. So, you know, just by you doing that, yes.
Yeah.
You know, I definitely applaud you for that.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like, that's tapping into the soul of a person.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, and I seen you put up a post, Ellen, about you gathering information about different organizations to help in different places and different
right.
areas.
Right.
That is so needed.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You
it
know,
is. Right.
Just to have a phone call that somebody can call or you know, we used to have a little clothing shop
right.
at the mm-hmm. church. So people that came in like that, you know, we would find out where they at, but then we would have something for them to wear and go look
right.
at, go see. But that's to me, that's the essence.
Let me
scripture.
Say this to y'all, mm-hmm. and y'all, please, you know, just feel my heart on this. I'm not angry, I'm not mad or anything like that. I just want to say this. there are so many nonprofits out there. There are so many churches out there. Praise God for all of them. But I just feel like if we just all realize that this is something that we all have to do. You know, it's wonderful to have a 501c3. Mm-hmm. Praise God, you know. It's tax benefits.
Right.
But we're all are led and called. We're all, if you read the Bible, we all are supposed to be putting our part in and helping someone.
Mm-hmm.
We're all, you know, these organizations, listen, excuse me, let me backtrack. Jobs.
Right.
Our jobs. You know, sometimes they may be the first, because, you know, we're talking about the military as well.
Mm-hmm.
They may be the first line of that. You know, of course, the church is supposed to be, but somebody who's not a part of a church,
mm-hmm.
you know, the Christians on these jobs are supposed to be, let me say that right.
Yeah.
The Christians or the people that walk by faith, those are the first line of defense. Let me say defense.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
These are the people that, like you said, she came in, she wants a job.
Mm-hmm.
And you saw that, or you felt from the Spirit, the Holy Ghost told you, wait a minute, there's something else going on there. You know, don't judge her. It's something else going on.
Right.
So you were that first line of defense for this young lady.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm pretty sure she's going to remember that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I'm pretty sure she's went other places and people made her feel some kind of way. Yeah. Or she didn't get hired. She didn't know why.
Right.
You know, but you being that that mother figure to her. And, you know, that Christ ambassador, mm-hmm. I would call it like that,
yes.
You know, you made her feel a certain kind of way. So these jobs, nonprofits, churches, y'all, we all have a duty.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do.
To be that first line of defense to people.
Jesus made that scripture, too. That's scripture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's like, you know, you can't minister to this man's soul and you got all these physical, financial, natural issues going on with them. They can't help but they can't focus on the soul. You know, so we have to have a balanced life where as though we can share that and share this.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So we are so far behind the game. And I'm speaking, I'm not speaking as Christian, because I know God got his remnant.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm never speaking against the remnant,
mm-hmm.
but I'm speaking on all these people that profess this life,
right?
That ain't living this life,
living it.
And and just in natural activities around about your life,
right?
You know,
I'm about to start a project, and a project will be where I'm going to be distributing things, but I'm not going to be. It's coming from my hand. They have to go to a source to get the
mm-hmm.
items.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people say that, you know, I ran this across. They'll say, you know, even grant makers, well, what if somebody just comes and take everything? I'm not worried about that. You know, what are we focusing on that for?
Right.
Do I know that they don't need that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's say if I had a food pantry. Let's say if I know for a fact that this person got $1,000 in food stamps and they come to the food pantry. Listen, it's not my job, y'all. It's not my job to sit up here and say, they use it. That's on them.
That's on them.
That's on them.
They got to answer for it.
Yes, but do we know they probably actually needed that?
Mm-hmm.
Now they might have done something illegal and you know mm-hmm. done away with what the government gave them. But let me help you in my way.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And that's the thing that you know I'm feeling with. You know, I'll just say our community,
mm-hmm. right?
If I have two, you get one. You know what I'm saying? Stop being so greedy and stop mm-hmm. worrying about why this person need one and you got a good job. Why do you need to come over here? Listen, it's not up to us to worry about that.
Mm-mm.
We don't know what they're going through.
This is what the heart of Bridging the Gap is about. This is what the heart of this station is about.
Mm-hmm.
We had a homeless guy come up to the net. You know, obviously they know what this place is,
mm-hmm.
because this we out of the way,
mm-hmm.
and they sitting up there, you know, and Pastor Mike Cowbone and all of the staff was trying to figure out how to help them.
Mm-hmm.
That's why that list that you're talking about is mm-hmm. so vital,
mm-hmm.
because people, a lot of people need that list and just resources,
right?
You know, homeless shelters and this and that. Because some people come and pick you up, but the point I'm trying to make is that. We have to be and put ourselves in a place where we can help
right.
individuals. Mm. I mean, listen, we have devotions here at 9 a.m. And a lot of times our prayer is for our listeners. It's,
right.
it's for the listeners, and because we want to engage in that type of salvation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, see, salvation is a later day.
Right.
You know what I mean? Salvation, we haven't possessed salvation, is what
right.
I'm saying. Even
right.
though Jesus is salvation, the salvation is meaning is the separation from sin, which is temporary.
Right.
But we haven't experienced it yet.
Right.
But in the process, we can share the salvation of the Lord through helping people
right
now. This is
right.
a living hope.
Right.
You know? And that's where I want to be. That's where my heart is at. That's where mm-hmm. Bridging the Gap, this mm-hmm. Truth Network, Pastor Stu, Pastor Mike Cabo. Listen, those are the heart of Christianity. That's the heart
right.
of Christianity.
Right.
And it's a shame that we all can't come together and work that as unified.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
But that's what the Bible says. The Bible says that we're going to need preachers, pastors, teachers. We're going to need the fivefold ministry mm-hmm.
until
we come into the unity of the faith.
Right.
So guess
right.
what? They're going to be needed to the end of time.
Right. You guys, we will be back. We're just having a good time, you guys. Just good conversation in the Lord. So we'll be right back. This has been an interesting day. Again, congratulations to Wake Forest University on their win. Thank you, everyone, for being patient and long-suffering with us during this transition. We definitely appreciate you, and we love our listeners and our guest today, Liz Turner. Yes, Liz, you picked the topic. You picked the topic, and I appreciate it.
Yes,
man, this is wonderful. So is there anything that you want to say regarding that topic?
The only thing that I want to say right now is, like I said, the name of the play that's coming out, Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking about how God has to strip us at times.
Right.
It is needed at times. But folks, once God do that, just stop being hard-headed.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to him. You hear him.
Right.
You hear him.
Right.
Like, I heard him all those years. I was trying to do things on my own. I heard him. But
right.
I was trying to do it Liz's way, not God's way. That's why it wasn't working.
Right.
So now that I'm listening, ears wide open, and got the wax out my ears. Like my mama said, clean that wax out your ears so you can hear me.
Amen.
Right.
So I got the wax cleaned out my ears, and I'm listening. I'm
mm-hmm.
obeying now, and I'm doing as I'm told.
Right.
And now things are a lot better for me.
Right.
So if that can happen for me, I mean, y'all, I'm not trying to say do what I do, but I'm trying to lead by example.
Hallelujah.
So, okay, let me ask you this. Say, for instance, and I'm just throwing something, pulling from the air.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Say, for instance, there is someone listening to us right now, and they feel defeated. I'm going to say feel, because they're not defeated, but they feel defeated. You know, they feel that depression. They feel that anxiety. They feel like, you know, and I'm just saying, you know, sometimes we blame God. Say they think God is just stripped them from everything.
Right.
But we know God allowed things to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's not all God's fault. It's not God's fault. So let's say if whoever's listening today, tell them what they can do. Tell them, just give them a tip on, you know, how they can get over, or, you know, what they can do in this moment right now.
In this moment right now. and you feel that way. You feel that, you know, that all hope is gone.
Mm-hmm.
It's not.
Mm-hmm.
That's when God wants you to draw closer and near Him.
Amen.
He breaks us down for a certain reason.
Yes.
Because what do? When we start going through so much stuff, the first thing like, help me, God, help me. Okay. But He wants you to mean it.
Right.
He wants you to mean it.
Right.
And all hope isn't gone.
Right.
But you got to be prepared to do what the Bible says and what God says He wants us to do in order to be blessed.
Right.
We're not going to be blessed if we refuse to keep Him first or to refuse to not have Him a part of Amen. Whatever we do in life.
Right.
We want, we want, we want. We always want to drop to our knees and asking God for this, asking God for that. But you got to take the time to thank Him for what you do have.
Right.
You have the ability, you got the breath in your lungs, and you're able to ask Him for things. Okay. You got somebody laying over there at Forsyth and Baptist Hospital right now who's struggling to breathe.
Right.
Or who's on a ventilator, can't breathe. Mm-hmm. The vent is breathing for him.
Mm-hmm.
You got the air in your lungs, and you're able to ask Him.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
So be thankful for what, I mean, it may seem like nothing to you,
mm-hmm.
but the ability to be able to breathe on your own.
Mm-hmm.
I have a friend of mine who is on 24-hour oxygen, 24-hour continuous oxygen. Mm-hmm. You know, it would just probably kill me to walk a mile in her shoes. So I sit back and I'm thankful that I don't have to walk around with a concentrator or a portable air tank in order to keep me going.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, yes, okay, I may have bills that are due. I may be getting ready to get kicked out of my place next week.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I'm thanking God for allowing me to Amen. See another beautiful day.
Right, right.
And people don't know and don't realize just saying that right there alone mm-hmm. gets God's attention.
Right.
And it shows Him that you're grateful for what you do have.
Amen.
And thank Him in advance for what's coming.
Amen.
So what I'm going to do right now, I appreciate you for coming on the show. I'm going to allow you to go ahead and give out your shout outs. You know, you got a lot of people on here on Facebook Live,
Lord, I don't even know where to start. Well, okay, I got to start with the Almighty first.
Amen, yes.
Shout out to my family. Oh, my goodness. My sisters, Bobby, my sister Shirley, my brother James, my husband, who I know is getting ready to go to work, but I know you said you were still tuned in.
Thank you.
my son, my daughter, who y'all please keep my son in prayer. He broke his tibia last night. So,
wow. Yeah.
So he's been in a lot of pain today. So, God, please, I need y'all, please keep
him. And we got to get him on the show.
Yeah.
He's an artist.
Yeah. He's an artist. Mm-hmm. He also has a song I call Blessings. So that song right there, and I love it.
Mm-hmm.
So I do want to get him, it'll be great to get him on the show. He's 27 years old, so this Amen. Is something that he's doing.
Hallelujah.
Just shout out to, Keisha, mm-hmm. Of course. got to give her a shout out. Tanya, who called in. Keisha and Tanya both, thank y'all for calling in. It's just so many people because I have the support that I didn't used to get. And
so,
it's hard.
Is it safe to say you have an amazing, phenomenal net worth? Sometimes people measure net worth by just money. Mm-hmm. Now, you have an amazing net worth.
I do. I'm still trying to get used to it. I am because I'm so used to doing everything on my own or being the one to have to do this, have to do everything. And to be able, to delegate now.
Right.
I'm still struggling with trying to delegate, with delegating. I'm getting better at it. But, having that blessing, of having people that have my back.
Hallelujah.
That's a blessing. That's a blessing.
Like you said earlier, that's hard to find.
It is. Yeah. It really is.
My brother Terrell, who's up here from Florida, I get fussed at.
I think Terrell just came on Facebook Live. So, you know, I do want to, we're about to close out this segment. But I do want to say as well, you know, I was thinking while you was talking about, being driven by God. I think we, for those that are Christians, we first of all, we have to press. We have to press towards the mark of the higher calling. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the first thing. Mm-hmm. You know, that's not the first thing, but that's something that we definitely need to do. You know, we talked about how we have had life lessons and, you know, we caught some times where we just ran out of money or didn't make the money that we wanted to. You know, it's all about how we are governing ourselves when we are conducting business or when we are in ministry. That main thing that we need to do is definitely make sure that your intentions are about seeking and saving the lost.
Amen.
Are about, you know, redirecting people back to God. Those are our main, that should be our main goals. You know, everything, when you say driven by God, everything has to be driven by God. Mm-hmm. Not just your business, not just, you know, your walk to church or walk inside of a building. Man, this is a all day eat, sleep, breathe.
Yes,
everything about the power of God, everything has to be. So I feel like, you know, that's what we, you know, that's driven.
Amen.
That's being driven. And I just thank God for this opportunity to have a voice and to express my true feelings, my truths.
You're right.
Because I said some things today, my truths and my want to further my ministry, my want to continue to seek and save those that are lost, my want to continue to bring that church back to our community and our streets. That's my want, and that's why I'm so thankful to be a part of this ministry, Bridging the Gap. Because, you know, Liz, I know this is your first time meeting Minister Kennedy, but what he says is how he walks.
Right.
That's how he walks. He's been doing this, but he walks like this. You know, just sitting and talking to him years ago, the same way. This is the same way. You're in a building where these people in this building really, really do serve the Lord.
Hallelujah.
They really are amazing. That's that word again. They are really, are they Christians? You know, a little testimony. You know, my car, I have a newer car.
Mm-hmm.
And it broke down on me in front of this station. In front of this. I was upset, y'all. When I tell you, I felt like crying. Because, you know, you buy a newer car, you don't expect for it to go out like that. I put too much faith in that car. Man, I knew better than that. So I went back. You know, I was meeting Minister Kennedy for something. Then I went out, and that thing wouldn't even crank up. Man, that flesh of me was mad. You know, it was cold, too.
Oh, my goodness.
Told Minister Kennedy. Do you know him and who was it? Pastor Mike Calbone came out, no coat on. Hurry up and get me going, because it was cold out there. So, you know, I thank God for allowing, because I'm going to say allowing my car to break down when it did. Because I could have been out there on University Parkway.
Yes, right.
And people drive by.
Mm-hmm.
But not right here at the light.
Mm-hmm.
Those men went to work. Even trying to tell me, you know, like, hey, you need to get this check when you go get it, you know, looked at. So I thank God for that. Mm-hmm. But like I said, the true Christians. And, you know, all my true followers of Christ, man, listen, we got work to do.
Amen.
We got work to do. You heard today from a phenomenal woman who's out here this and that, paving the ground. Like I said, every time I turn around, you have an announcement. Praise God. You have an announcement. You keep going, sis.
I keep going.
Brother Turner, thank you so much. Because I know because of you, you know, and the grace of God, you are feeding and feeding into what your wife is doing. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so, you guys, we got stuff to do. And, you know, we hear all the time, you know, y'all do a lot. Y'all do. And it's a lot to do.
Amen.
It's a lot.
It's a lot to do.
It's a lot that need to be done.
Yes.
That's why I can't sit still.
Right. So, you know, I'm going to give my shout outs. You know, I got to give a shout out to my husband, you know, of course.
Too cool.
Yes, my husband, you know.
I call him too cool. He's a cool dude.
You know, my mom and, you know, my children and my grandchildren and, you know, everybody that, you know, supports us. Please continue to support us here at, you know, Bridging the Gap show. We thank y'all for tuning in. By the grace of God, we're still here and we still got work to do. This is just the beginning, because I know you 8 years in, brother, but we still got work to do. You was talking about some things and I'm like, you might not be doing that, but you're going to be doing, because we got work to do, my brother.
Amen.
So thank y'all so much. Thank you for Pastor Stu and Pastor Mike. Man, listen, thank y'all.
Yep, it's a blessing to be around blessed people, you know. So I take my hat off what you're doing. The stuff that you're doing, I seen it firsthand how needed you are, your services, your business, mm-hmm. how needed that is, you know. And I just felt that when I was, like I said, when I was going through my dilemma, I had a place for these people, you know what I mean? The elderly, and it's just like, wow, you know, nobody's coming to see them. Nobody's right. thinking about them. No one, you know, and some of them got some real sad stories.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that's a part of life. You know, mm-hmm. we got the ups and the downs. But like you said, it's not about what we're going through and how, it's about how we go through it. It's about mm-hmm. how we perceive things to be. And I thank the Lord just for that principle that he brought to my attention, because I could have been like boo-hoo and,
yeah.
It's hard for me to walk from here. Man, I dropped my car off at the Chevy dealership down there.
Mm-hmm.
I can see from the Chevy thing, I can see the street to turn down.
Mm-hmm.
It was a struggle for me to walk down there. It was like, I couldn't believe it. I was like, Dwayne, I used to run this.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a struggle to walk from there to there. And I just, you know, I have to accept where I'm at.
Right.
But I don't accept it as in like, oh, Lord. I accept it as, Lord, this is where I'm at. I love you. Let's walk it together, mm-hmm. you know? And I think that's what we all need to do. No matter what state of mind I am, just got to give the Lord the praise.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so glad you said that. I love you, bro, because you know what? Some people be like, you know what? You know, I'm praying for healing. He going to heal me completely. You know what? That may not be in his will.
Might not be.
Sometimes you have to keep that thorn in your side. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it's stuck. You're gonna have to deal with it.
Yeah, you know, I had a brother that wanted to pray for me, and I, you know, hey, yeah, pray for me.
Mm-hmm.
I receive it, mm-hmm. but then I also know my relationship with God,
mm-hmm.
and if he ain't did it on my prayer, you know, I was like, okay, Lord, well, I guess it's not meant to be,
right?
And so I always check myself.
Mm-hmm.
So, Lord, did I do something? So I'm going backwards. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm trying to figure it out, Lord. I'm working it out with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Just like I said, Psalms 140, 45, crying out to the Lord. Let God know your troubles.
Right.
Seeking him. But then I look at Apostle Paul's life.
Right.
Apostle Paul said, remove this.
You stuck with Timothy, bro.
He said, remove this thorn out of my side.
You mm-hmm. stuck.
And Lord said, nope. He said, no. But then I love God, because he went back and explained to him why.
Right.
He said, because if I remove that, you get the big head. You think mm-hmm. you did all this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And what do we have in the world today?
Mm.
People that think they did it all.
Yeah.
Right.
I did this.
Yeah,
did
and that. Not falling back and relying on the presence of God. This is why ministry is so important to me, because I came from two sides of the track. I used to sit with the mayors and all of them. I used to be really, you know, wealthy and in a wealthy state of mind.
Right.
I had a lot of things going on. Finances was coming in, and you know, we was doing big things in the community.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't with Christ totally.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's a humbling experience. But I came from both sides of the track.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I learned to appreciate Him where I'm at now.
Right. Yeah.
And
right.
You know, it's a blessing. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. But now I take my hat off to you, Ellen. You know, I appreciate you coming aboard and helping out. And, you know, this is definitely what's needed. And we're going to see where we end up at. And, you know, because God going to get the glory. I'm going to make sure of that.
Right.
You're going to make sure of that.
Right.
You know,
right.
And I see, I'm looking forward to your play now.
Yes.
You know? Because
yes.
It sounds like it's things like that is what's needed. See, mm-hmm. Now I got saved through the media.
Right.
I'm a media baby. I got saved through Dwight Thompson.
Uh-huh.
Speaking on TBN. That man preached me into church that Sunday. That was a Saturday. Sunday, I was at somebody's church.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up.
Never been there. Didn't know them. They didn't know me. And I went in there. First time ever me going to the church without somebody taking me.
Mm.
And I was there by myself. Didn't know nobody.
Mm-hmm.
And I recall it like it was yesterday.
Wow.
I put my hands up. I raised my hand. They were singing. And I put my hands up to praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. Never, ever done in Kennedy's life.
Really? Mm-hmm.
I did that. And I literally felt change.
Yeah.
Chains falling off of my body.
Right.
I mean, I felt it was weightless. I was getting weightless.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I began to start crying. I know these people. You know how hard, you know how much pride that, you know, man, I'm crying, you know, in front of these people. And man, listen, that day I have never turned back from God.
Right.
That's right.
So that's where I'm at, people. So, I mean, I love, appreciate the Lord and all the goodness thereof.
Yes.
But hey, we are in the right place.
Yes, right. We are. We definitely are. So, you guys, it has been amazing, phenomenal, amazing, wonderful conversation. Of course, all about God in this in studio today on Bridging the Gap radio show. Of course, Liz, we love you. We can't wait to commune with you and fellowship with you again.
Thank you
always
so
welcome
much.
Here at the studio, Bridging the Gap. We love you guys. We
so
will
much.
See you next week, and we got a surprise next week. We got a surprise. So
yeah, my homie gonna be in the house.
Yes.
That's so. Right. I got fan. I'm a fan of some people too. You know what? First of all, if you're doing the work of the Lord, I'm with you 100%.
Right.
Love it. Love it.
So the Power Church is going to be here tomorrow.
Yeah.
So you guys, next Saturday, excuse me.
Uh-huh.
So we got Joseph Pridgen next week.
Oh, Pridgen coming next week.
Pridgen coming next week.
That's
Pridgen
awesome.
Coming next week.
I thought we were talking about my man, Dad.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm a fan of Pridgen, too. Pridgen is a dynamic speaker.
Yes, he is. So Pridgen next week, and we got another surprise next week, and I'll tell you about it later. So
all
you
right
guys,
come on,
thank
somebody.
You. We love you, and we will see you next week.